Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you on this beautiful day, October 11th, Tuesday afternoon. On the other side of the glass, John Crouch. Mr. Couch, thank you very much for being with us, producing and engineering the show. Together we do welcome you to the Buckmaster Show, a very full hour as usual. Our live line number 790-2040 if you would like to join in the conversation. This is National Hispanic Heritage Month, and we're going to be talking about Latinos who are really urging the president to protect the Grand Canyon, protected even more. With me in studio today, Raul Aguirre. Mr. Aguirre is president and CEO of REA Media Group here in Tucson. Mr. Aguirre, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Bill.
Good to see you. And Ana Karina Rodriguez is also with me in studio. She's co-founder of Latinos for Parks. Ana Karina, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me, Ana Karina, what are you trying to accomplish? What's kind of your goal during this Hispanic Heritage Month?
Well, part of my goal with Latinos for Parks has been to continue to advocate for the Grand Canyon Heritage National Monument. We've been, we're a group of Latinos who decided that it was time to go and visit the Grand Canyon National Park. We wanted to go and visit and see what are the dangers that we're talking about when we talk about protecting the Grand Canyon and creating a Grand Canyon Heritage National Monument. And so back in March, we took a group of young Latinos out to the Grand Canyon, and we learned about some of the dangers that are occurring. For example, uranium mining, which is part of the proposal for the Greater Grand Canyon Heritage National Monument, to keep that from happening, which would cause a lot of destruction to our water resources that are in that area. And so as part of a voice in the Latino community, we really want to express how we don't take advantage of our national wonder of the world that is only for 5 hours from
us. A lot of people have never been up there
who are
local people, yeah. Mr. Exactly. Aguirre. The people who have lived here all their lives have never been up there.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's something that we're also trying to, get the parks, especially now that it's 100th anniversary of the national parks.
Right.
You know, a lot of Latinos for sure work in the development of some of the parts and the construction of some of those parks, you know, since the early 1900s. It was built in, 1919, around there, when they began to mobilize. But they're also, and we're talking off Mike, mm-hmm. about the opportunity to survey Latinos as to, you know, are they going? Are we going? How often do we go? I know, even tourism, I know this is an irreplaceable treasure of the world. So when we think about the canyon. Somebody asked me the other day, well, you're a business owner, Raul. What about those interests? And I said, well, you know, there's such things as corporate responsibility and also saving the planet and understanding that this is an irreplaceable treasure. There's another situation going on, Bill, that I'm sure you're aware of, is the Confluence Project. Mm-hmm. The Confluence Project that goes along with this protection that we're asking President Obama to start, but also to expand, is they're trying to put a tram in the bottom of the canyon.
What?
Yeah, at the very confluence of the little Colorado River,
uh-huh.
and also with the main Colorado River, which feeds into the Mexicali, Tijuana, into the Mexico, into the ocean.
Uh-huh.
So when you think about it, the disruption that all these things are causing, not only the toxicity of uranium mining, which mm-hmm. you got to think about it. And Latinos are very conscientious about this. Every survey says that we're very concerned with water quality and the quality of our rivers and the aquifers, etc. So that's activating the base of Latinos in California. They made a big difference in terms of percentages voting for the protection of many of the lands and the rivers and the water. And so we're being key in many of the states, Colorado, Nevada, Arizona, California. But also having this tram, imagine the disruption of wildlife, the terrain, because they're going to have to blow it up. I mean, this is not like really, you can't just go with a pick, right? Go, come on, guys. Let's just dig it out. Yeah. You're going to have to use some major, works.
All right. We're going to take a couple of calls here. We have Ana Karina Rodriguez with us, co-founder of Latinos for Parks, and Raul Aguirre, the president and CEO of Tucson-based REA Media. Let's begin with, is Jim up first or Carl, John? Carl is first. Go ahead, Carl. Hey, Carl. Hello, Carl.
I think you might have me.
Oh, I got Jim. Okay, Jim, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. One of the things I'm trying to understand about this, are you wanting to expand Greater National Grand Canyon Park from its present boundaries? Yep. And is the uranium mine within the present boundaries or in the expanded boundaries that you want?
It's a very good question, Jim. I was actually going to get to that. My next question is the Ana Karina, the Grand Canyon National Park. People are saying, you know, it's a national park. Aren't things already protected? But this uranium mining would be outside of the current park. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And so you're trying to expand the limits of the park?
Yes. So the Greater Grand Canyon Heritage National Monument would expand around the Grand Canyon to protect a wider range area because of the natural water resources that the areas surrounding the Grand Canyon depend on from the Colorado River. It's about a 5 mile or so more radius from the actual Grand Canyon that we're looking
at. So this, we're talking about an expansion of the Grand Canyon National Park.
Exactly. Particularly, as I spoke earlier, in terms of drinking water, which that's the risk. I mean, water is the new gold. If we don't understand that, then we're really going to be in trouble, business or no business. You know, it will conserve clean drinking water sources for the communities and the wildlife that depend on this area. The other thing that is very important is that every single tribe, indigenous to that area, is opposing the continuous mining of uranium and that kind of an expansion. Right now, I know the Navajo tribe is considering a proposal for that confluence tram, which would be like a little Grand Canyon Disneyland, you know, on the very bottom. And I'm still looking at the planning, and I'm still shaking my head. Like I mentioned to somebody, because it's a Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
You know, my little kid, my 7-year-old, said, "Yeah, it's even in the license plate." Yes, we're the Grand Canyon State.
All right, now I think we're ready with Carl. Go ahead, Carl.
Yes, a couple of things. Those uranium mines that they're looking at, the breccia pipes, you wouldn't be able to see any of the operation from the Grand Canyon. They're further away than 5 miles. And the other thing that I'm concerned about that a lot of people haven't looked at, if people go in and remove the radioactive material, you know, it's no longer available to seep into the local water tables. Has anybody looked at that?
I believe they have, and it is, from what we gather, is 6 miles. The mining is happening six miles from the region, which is also host sacred and cultural treasures from the natives there. So. Once you have contamination in the water, and this happened just not very 2 years ago in the Ures River in Mexico, right across the border, and it seeped right into the United States, and it's just uncontrollable. And when they try to clean it up, it just doesn't work.
All right, let's see if we can get another call in here. Lauren would like to speak. Go ahead, Lauren. Hey, Lauren.
Provide more of an overview on the mining. If I'm getting a terrible echo, I hope you're not catching this.
Please, your bottom line, please. Go ahead.
Okay, the bottom line is if we don't take advantage of natural resources in this country, a really good example is rare earth elements. Now, they're not rare because they're uncommon. They're rare because they're dispersed. We've blocked the mining. We've restricted the mining. And so China, Russia, other countries, Venezuela, whoever has these natural resources can mine these. People don't even realize how many rare earths or what degree or amount of rare earth go into a Prius. A Prius is a hybrid that's considered a green vehicle, but it requires rare earths to even operate. And uranium is kind of a parallel argument. So
okay.
I'm sorry, but these people are looking for excuses to block mining.
Okay, Lauren, thank you very much for calling. Is this an effort just looking for excuses to block mining, Anna Karina and Raul?
I mean, I'll take a couple of shots. You know,
real quickly.
Contaminated
please.
Groundwater and surface water sources, you know, are affected by uranium mining. They disturb and destroy the lands that are considered sacred by our indigenous people, natives to this country and to the state. And it costs American taxpayers millions of dollars to clean up the old mines. I think that's a good argument that is not even a good business in that sense.
All right. Where can people find out more about Latinos for Parks, Anna Karina?
You can find us on Instagram and Twitter, Latinos for Parks. And you can also go online to the Grand Canyon Heritage National Monument to find out more information.
Could President Obama sign this as an executive order?
He could under the Antiquities Act. Hmm. And so that's what we're asking President Obama.
Before he leaves office, you're hoping to get him to do that.
And it's unfortunate that our senators voted against it already. I think they're already poising against it because, again, it doesn't really make a lot of sense.
Raul Aguirre, thank you very much, Raul, for coming in.
Thank you, Bill. Great seeing you.
Anna Karina, thank you very much. Anna Karina Rodriguez, thanks
a
lot.
Thank you so much for having me.
This portion of Buckmaster, presented by Green Things. Don't forget about Green Things over at 3384 East River Road, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. GreenThingsAZ.com. They've got all the information about these fabulous free workshops they do on gardening every Saturday and Sunday over there. Learn all about gardening at Green Things, 3384 East River Road. We'll be right back.
It's time for the Humane Society of Southern Arizona's second annual Sweat for Pets Walk, Run, and Roll, October 23rd at the University of Arizona Campus Mall. Bring your well-behaved canine companion and all your friends and show your support for your hometown animal shelter. All proceeds go directly back to saving the lives of the homeless and neglected animals at the Humane Society of Southern Arizona. You can win prizes, too, including a Fitbit and an Apple Watch. Win a custom T-shirt when you raise $100. Register today and start building your team at sweatforpetstucson.org.
UA Arizona Repertory Theater proudly presents Hands on a Hard Body, based on a true story and infused with country, rock, and gospel. This musical follows 10 down on their luck Texans, each desperate for a new lease on life. They're determined to endure days in the Texas heat for a chance to win a brand new hard body truck. The last one standing with their hand on the truck wins it. Go to tickets.arizona.edu to see this musical of strife and friendship among competing strangers. Sponsored by Madden Media. Season sponsor Chapman Automotive. Hands on a Hard Body at UA's Arizona Repertory Theater. Tickets.arizona.edu. Who wins?
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. And with almost 60 flights a day taking off from Tucson International Airport nonstop to San Diego, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Oakland, San Francisco, Salt Lake City, Denver, Portland, Seattle, Dallas, Houston, Minneapolis, Chicago, Atlanta, New York, and easy one-stop connections to hundreds of destinations around the world, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
The Regional Transportation Authority funds new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The RTA's 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and expanded transit services to provide added convenience and accessibility. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at RTAMobility.com. Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here he is, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman. Shelley, how is your week going so far?
Well, except that it's Tuesday, it's going fine. Can we change the day of my segments?
I know, my goodness. Yeah, now, Tuesdays
are down over 300 points.
I don't know if any research has been done about over the last couple of years how Tuesdays have been, but it seems like Tuesdays are kind of a down day. There used to be there was a song in the 60s, I think it was called Ride the Seesaw, rock song, and the seesaw is here, and it's going to be with us right up and through the election.
Right. There's no fundamental changes that have happened. There's just a lot of uncertainty, Bill, and that uncertainty, has different expressions from day to day. So, you know, what is the real reason for the seesaw today? Why is it going up? Why is it going down? But at the end of any analysis that you do, there are some things that are affecting the market in a steady way. One of them is Brexit and uncertainty about how that's going to work. Another one I think is very important that has emerged over the past couple of months is the political consensus that world trade through trade deals like the Trans-Pacific trade deal are being threatened by both major candidates. And so we know that trade and trade deals are fundamental to keeping us competitive and fundamental to our being able to really drive the agenda with our trading partners. And they're being threatened now by both the Republicans and the Democrats. So I think that added degree of uncertainty is creating a lot of volatility in the markets.
I think there's a lot of concern about what he or she, the next president, will be doing over their term, certainly their first couple of years, when it comes to the economy.
Right. And the president, President Obama, took to the print page last week and wrote an op-ed, actually it's an extended essay, in The Economist magazine, in which he talks about the things that he believes are the most important drivers for economic progress for the next president going forward. And it's a very erudite piece. It's a very well-studied piece. And he says, look, in the context of the current state of politics, where whoever wins, it is going to be very difficult for that person to get done the things that that person wants to do. And of course, he's looking back over the past 8 years or 7.5 years and saying, my gosh, every time I tried to do something, there were roadblocks right and left and in front of me.
And the whole obstructionist issue is going to be a huge for whoever becomes president.
Yeah, for whoever becomes president. So in that context of the political blockages that occur, he says, look, there are some things that we absolutely have to deal with as an economy. And he's not prescribing, though I'm sure he would in a blink, what the right solution is. Necessarily, what he's saying is we have to work on these problems. And he breaks them into four main categories. And none of them comes as a surprise, Bill, because we've talked about each one of these. One is worker productivity. Worker productivity is still the highest among the industrialized nations in the U.S. Mm-hmm. However, if you take a look at the decade before before the turn of the well, if you take a look at from 1995 to 2005 and 2005 to 2015, worker productivity, the average actual change, has been cut in the U.S. from about 2.5% increase to about 1% increase. And a similar pattern people, the countries who are at the height of their industrial productivity, Canada, Japan, Germany, etc. So that's one that he says we have to deal with. And it's a very difficult problem, especially in the case that because of uncertain demand, industries are not reinvesting in new factories. And so as a result, there's a limit to how much you can squeeze out of every labor hour. The second is income inequality. When you have a middle class that is actively striving for success and they think that success is achievable, then they will continue doing that exact same thing because they see, you know, their efforts are reinforced. Mm-hmm. But what's happened over the past 30 years is that income inequality has grown and grown and grown. And in fact, there's an interesting statistic. I want to see if I can get to it. Over the past 25 years, let's see here. No, I'm not able to put my fingers. It's a long article, but the percentage of new wealth that is flowing to the top 1% has doubled from where it was just 30 years ago. And that's a function of a lot of things. Some of it is a function of tax policy. Some of it is a function of wages and labor. But some of it is also a function of, you know, these things are all intertwined, so that when you have a lower percentage of people actually engaged in the workforce, it makes it harder and harder for those people to participate. And that, in fact, is his third topic, that labor force participation, even though the measure that we normally use for unemployment is down at, you know, almost historic lows, when you take a look at labor force productivity, that has fallen steadily since the 1970s. And in fact, continues to be a problem and below the running averages for the past 30 years. And the last thing he talks about is an aging infrastructure and our unwillingness to invest in that infrastructure in things that never used to be political, mm-hmm. you know, like bridges and highways.
Right. And they definitely need some work.
Right. So while the president is certainly not shy about suggesting the ways to fix these four problems, what he's saying is that we somehow have to find the intellectual will and the political will to deal with each one of these four things. Otherwise, there is you know, a likelihood that we will continue to stagnate. Now, the good news is we're stagnating ahead of the rest of the world. The bad news is it's below the kinds of averages that we'd like to see. I mean, we'd like to see GDP up there at around, you know, 2.5-3%, which is about the averages we've had since the end of World War II. But now we're in the 1.5-2% range. And that's troublesome.
And for your prediction at the year end on this particular year, you said it would be a seesaw. It has, so you're predicting the growth will be about?
Market growth.
Market growth will be in
the 6-8% range. It's about where we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, absent some sort of surprise that either brings things way up or way down, looks like we're going to end the year about where we are today.
All right. Shelley Fishman, Certified Financial Planner. If you'd like to speak with Shelley, and I hope you will, you can reach him by going to buckmastershow.com. All of our fine sponsors are listed there, including Shelley Fishman. And just click on the link, and you'll get all the information from Shelley. He'd be delighted to sit down and talk with you about your particular financial planning needs, and everyone has different needs.
Absolutely, Bill. In a period of uncertainty, the strategy that you have to employ is one of quality and real steadiness and a desire, an almost a manic desire to reduce volatility in your portfolio.
Steady as she goes.
Steady as she goes.
Shelley, have a great week.
You too, Bill.
Thanks a lot. We'll be right back.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Traveling is more than just a flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. Almost 60 flights take off every day from Tucson International Airport and announcing the newest destination, New York.
American Airlines, now boarding nonstop to JFK.
Daily nonstop service to New York starts October 7th with connections across the Atlantic and throughout the Northeast. Now with 18 nonstop destinations from Tucson, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Our business and technology section takes a different look at the economy from the Mises Institute, the Taxpayers Protection Alliance, Mises Global Economic Trend Analysis, and the Daily Bell. It is business and technology news from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Hi, Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Wednesday at noon, our quarterly Tucson Air Service update. Also, Garrett Taylor joins us. Mr. Taylor is with the Chamber of Commerce of Arizona. That and more on Buckmaster on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice. We've got worldwide live listening, our podcasts, and archive at buckmastershow.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. I want to send our listeners, and we do, we send a lot of listeners over to Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. It is a beautiful portion of the Southwest United States. It's only a 3-hour drive, and there are so many activities to do over there. The Western New Mexico University is in Silver City. They have the largest collection of that Mimbres pottery in the world. Just a beautiful collection. A lot to do in Silver City. You can hike in the Gila National Wilderness. SouthwestNewMexico.org is the website. They have the full listing of the dozens of things to do and the several dozen great places to stay in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Joining me now in studio is Kim DeMarco. Kim is hoping to unseat the longtime incumbent, Sharon Bronson, who is the chair of the Pima County Board of Supervisors. Ms. Bronson was elected in 1996, and the challenger is Republican Kim DeMarco, who is with me in studio. Ms. DeMarco, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Bill. I appreciate it.
Tell me, bottom line, why should the voters, and voting begins, I believe, tomorrow.
Correct.
Early voting begins. Why should they cast their vote for Kim DeMarco?
Well, like you said, Sharon Bronson has been in office for 20 years, and in that 20 years, we are $1.4 billion in debt. Our property taxes are the highest in the state. Our roads are a mess. And I heard that she, yesterday on your show, that she was saying the economy is going in the right direction, but I just want to point something out, that in 2012, there were 25% of the people in Pima County that were food insecure, which is hungry. And today, there are 25% of the people in Pima County that are food insecure. And the economy is not going in the right direction if that number is not going down. There's been some bad choices, and I can run right there into the Sheriff's Department issue that's going on right now. The sheriff was appointed in 2015 by the Board of Supervisors, and there were some people from the department that went to the supervisors prior to that appointment and tried to explain to them what was going on. Only one listened. And they went ahead and made the appointment anyway. And the bottom line is, she is the chair of that board, and the responsibility falls on her shoulders to make sure that the person that she is appointing is fit for the job. And it's a bad decision.
Let's take a quick call. David has called us on the live line, wants to speak with Kim DeMarco. David called at 790-2040. Hello, David.
Hey, yes. Mine more is a comment. I want to bring out the issue of bad choices. They made a very bad choice years ago. They privatized 4,000 acres of land north of Tangerine Road. And what was once pristine desert is a sea of development, and local governments are spending money like crazy on capital improvements, like the Tangerine Road. They're going to widen that. It's going to cost the taxpayers $100 million. They built the Twin Peaks Interchange, Twin Peaks Extension, that's another hundreds of millions of dollars. They expanded the Ina Road treatment plant to accommodate all the development, more hundreds of millions of dollars. Now they're going to widen I-10 to 8 lanes all the way to Meridian, more hundreds of millions of dollars. Because of all this spending, my taxes have gone from $1,500 to over $5,000.
Okay.
And the thing is, that's why our county budget's bloated. That's why they can't find money to fix the roads. That's my issue right there.
Okay,
right.
David.
She's contributing to it, but it's not the responsible.
Well, let me comment on that a little bit. So, you know, when it comes to the interstates, those are federal dollars. Some of the projects that you were talking about were completed by the RTA, which is the Regional Transportation Authority. But that brings up another point, and that point is that the county each year receives highway user revenue funds, HERF funds. And, you know, they only sweep about 7% of those. They don't sweep a large amount. And the other thing is, you know, they're saying that we're not getting our fair share. Well, on average, we receive about $76 million in HERF funds each year. $20 million of that goes towards the bond debt, and about 7% is swept. And that leaves us $50 million a year that should be going towards the roads. So why isn't it? So that's another reason that you need to look at. When you go to the ballot box and you cast that ballot, you need to think about where all this money is going. We have a county attorney or a county administrator that makes over $320,000 a year with a budget for his office of over $2 million. I mean, there's a lot of waste in that budget, and it can be cut.
Would you not renew Mr. Huckleberry's contract, which comes if you are elected, his contract? Well, whether or not you're elected or not, his contract is coming up in January.
Correct.
And he has said on this program that he hasn't decided yet what he's going to do. If he decides he would like to stay, what would your decision be on his future?
I will not keep him.
What has he done specifically that you don't like?
Well, you know, it comes right back down to 22 years in his position. Again, $1.4 billion in debt. Our roads are in bad shape. Our property taxes are the highest in the state. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he has not done a good job.
All right, let's go back to the live line. Robert has called us at 790-2040. Robert, you're with Kim DeMarco.
Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Hi.
So when you had Bronson on, and she was asked her feelings about Nanos, and her answer was, well, he's an elected representative, so the electorate is going to have to decide how they feel. And she skipped that whole part about her having appointed him despite the flaws that they knew that they had.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm concerned her goose is cooked.
Well, you're exactly right. Sheriff Nanos has never been elected. He was appointed, and again, appointed by the Board of Supervisors. And when you are the chair of the Board of Supervisors, it is your responsibility to make sure that if you make an appointment, it is an appointment that, you know, has been looked into, and this one was not, and now it's showing.
What would you do specifically to improve the road picture?
Well, first off, I think there is a lot of bloat in the budget. I think we can look at the budget and we can trim that down, and we can use those monies towards road repair. The other thing is the highway user revenue funds that I spoke about, that $50 million that we don't know where it goes other than we're being told it's going to administrative costs. We need to redirect that money to the roads. That's what it was meant to be used for. The other option is the Regional Transportation Authority. There is a possibility that we might be able to use some of that money, move it from capital projects into road improvement or road repairs. But it can be done. It's just you have to want to do it.
You talked about economic development. Sharon Bronson, as she said yesterday, again, saying we are going in the right direction and pointing to Caterpillar and some other job announcements. Isn't that good news for our county?
You know, I'm always happy when business comes in, but let's be real clear that Caterpillar, actually, we need to thank the governor of the state of Arizona. He is the one that actually got them to come down into Southern Arizona. We have Worldview. Worldview was giving $20+ million of taxpayer-funded incentives. Those are not sustainable. So what we have to do is we have to attack the root of the problem. And the root of the problem is our businesses are taxed at 12 times the rate of residential properties. You cannot continue to tax businesses at that rate. You have to reduce the regulations. You have to reduce the excessive regulations, reduce the permitting. You have to make that permitting process easier. And you have to make it a business-friendly atmosphere. You've got to, you know, look at the roads and infrastructure. And you also need to look at your sheriff's department, because that's one of the things they look at when they when a business wants to come here. Is this a safe place? And right now, that's not looking too good. Now, I will tell you that the deputies of the Pima County Sheriff's Department do a fantastic job. And they have really had it rough for the last couple of years. But I think that things are going to look brighter for them shortly.
All right. Kim DeMarco, a Republican challenger in District Number 3, early voting beginning tomorrow. Where can people find out more about your campaign and your issues?
You can go to DeMarcoForSupervisor.com. I also have a Facebook page. On the website, you can certainly donate, volunteer. You can see what I'm about, and you can ask me questions, and I'd love to hear from you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Bill.
All the best to you.
Thank you.
12:44 now on the Buckmaster Show, our Fox Tucson Theater Arts Report is coming up next. Margaret Regan from the Tucson Weekly, longtime arts writer, talks with us after this. Good job. This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across our region. More than 755 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to communities throughout Pima County, the RTA unquestionably makes a difference in our region. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Experience the best of the Canadian Rocky Mountains with the rail journey on Rocky Mountaineer. You'll travel alongside the powerful Kicking Horse River and pass by monumental landmarks from the early days of the National Railway. On this legendary route, you'll see postcard images around each bend, including stays in picturesque Lake Louise, with scenic tours of Jasper National Park, and much more. Contact Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Rocky Mountaineer rail journey today. Bon Voyage Travel, your travel experts.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap
and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, where the Arts Report is sponsored by the Crown Jewel of Downtown, Fox Tucson Theater, presenting a vast array of world-class live entertainment, including theme performances, music, comedy, lectures, community events, fundraisers, classic films, and film festivals. This Saturday, October 15th, this is going to be a fun event. The Fox is presenting what they call GLAM, G-L-A-M, Bash, and the evening begins at 6 o'clock with personal access to featured deals from exclusive retailers. Then at 7:30, the film How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days will be shown. Tickets for GLAM Bash, including the screening of the movie How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, cost $7, can be purchased at the Fox Theater box office or by visiting foxtucson.com. Want to tell you also about the October 27th. That's the Fox Tucson Theater Foundation presenting Chasing Rainbows, the gala featuring Boss Skaggs, the Grammy Award winner. That festivity will begin with a pre-concert VIP dinner, drinks, live music, followed by Boss Skaggs' concert, and the evening ends with a dessert reception. To purchase VIP or concert tickets to the Fox Theater Chasing Rainbows Gala featuring Boss Skaggs, visit foxtucson.com. Let's welcome now the long time. She's been writing about the arts in Tucson since 1990 for the Tucson Weekly. She is Margaret Regan. She's the author of two very well-received books on immigration. The latest is called Detained and Deported, Stories of Immigrant Families Under Fire. That was published last year. Margaret, how are you?
I'm good, Bill. How are you doing?
Doing very well, and the book is doing very well. You've been speaking this year all over the country. Are you on the road again, or what?
Starting next week. Well, on Sunday, I'll just be down in Sierra Vista. I'll be speaking at the Sky Island Unitarian Church. Then on Wednesday, I'm off to Indianapolis to speak at Butler University. And then the following Monday, I'll be at Loyola Chicago University. So lots of events coming up to talk about immigration, which, as you know, is a very hot topic right now.
Sierra Vista, the venue will be what or where?
The Sky Island Unitarian Church in Sierra Vista. I don't have the address right on me, but I'm sure it's a that'll be. They're very nice people. They invited me to come down to speak to their Sunday service.
I know that over the years you've covered Davis Dominguez Gallery many times, and this is a very interesting show that's going to be up. It's actually up right now, and you write about it in the Tucson Weekly that will be coming out on Thursday. This is a undressed nude group show.
Right. Isn't that a good title?
Yeah.
Undressed. Well, you know, the gallerists, Mike Dominguez and Candy Davis, you know, as you say, they've been doing this art, I think they're up to 35 years, if not 40 years.
Wow.
And Mike was telling me when I was down there last week, he likes to open up, you know, the fall season with something that will really get people's attention. So this is a show with six mostly local artists all doing the nude. And I think it's interesting, you know, in a time of contemporary art where you see a lot of conceptual art, appropriation, abstraction, you know, how is the old-fashioned nude doing? As you know, the nude has been kind of a mainstay of classical art, you know, since the time of the Greeks and even before. So, you know, what can artists do today that's new? So it was really fun to see local artist named Susan Conaway goes kind of surrealistic. She did these beautiful drawings of female nudes, but she's thinking about fertility, and she sort of uses metaphors, you know, the inner workings of the female body that help to produce babies. You know, she uses plant-like forms Like one nude has no head, but sort of these plants and stems and roots growing out of her body. So those are interesting. And yeah, there's also an erotic component to a lot of it. Susan Conaway also does some kind of provocative ones of, you know, female nudes colored coming out of sheets and paper. And there's a wonderful artist from Rancho Linda Vista that I've been following for years named Judith Stewart. She's a sculptor. And her beautiful, they're kind of battered bronze sculptures where there are always pieces missing. So it always feels to me like, you know, works from antiquity, having been rediscovered by archaeologists maybe and patched back together. So you get that feeling of, you know, the beautiful human forms that the Greeks and the Romans made in their sculptures. But also it feels very modern because they're incomplete and just sort of battered and bashed together, but quite beautiful.
And that show will be up through, actually it's through pretty much the whole month, right?
Yeah, the whole month, up through October 29th, so there's lots of time. And, you know, that's a great space. It's one of the old warehouses, beautifully redesigned into a gallery, and it's huge and gaping. I think once upon a time, it's at 6th and 6th, and I think once upon a time it was an auto showroom back in the 1920s. So
Davis,
it's fun just to see that.
Davis Dominguez Gallery, they've been a fixture in downtown Tucson before downtown Tucson became fashionable, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, they took a risk. They were up on Oracle Road at one point, kind of in the foothills, and they decided to, you know, put their money in downtown, and, you know, good for them.
I'm looking forward to this. I love the Tucson Botanical Gardens. They have the Frida Kahlo Art Gardens and Life Exhibition.
Yeah. Now, I haven't seen it yet because it just opened on Sunday. Apparently, the whole garden, which is, I think it's about 4 acres, has been transformed kind of into Frida Kahlo world. They're showing all Mexican plants. They have repainted the walls a Frida Kahlo blue. If you've ever been down, have you, in Mexico City, you can go to visit her home.
I have, and that I believe it's called cobalt blue, one of my favorite colors,
right,
actually.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I've been there, too. It's beautiful. You know, it has all these walls around it. So they've painted the walls of the botanical garden that Frida blue. And they don't have any of her actual paintings, but they do have a nice show that Etherton Gallery put together, photo portraits of Kahlo in color by a photographer. I think he was a Hungarian photographer, Nicholas Mary. So he was down in Mexico City in the 1930s, and he took these beautiful portraits of her. So we will see images of her in all of her get-ups, you know, with her flowers in her hair and her indigenous dresses. And then there are all kinds of other things. Some Mexican artists made paper art recreations of some of the dresses that she wears in her paintings. And Zuzi Dance performed Sunday night a Frida Kahlo dance, and they promise that they'll be performing that off and on through the run of the show, and that's going to be there for a long time, all the way till the end of May.
I'm a member of that Tucson Botanical Gardens. I urge everyone to. They do a real, very nice job over there. That show is up for 8 months, actually, May 31st.
Yeah.
And you mentioned the Etherton Gallery. They have Shadowlands. That show is up through November 12th.
Yeah, now this is a kind of a prestige show for Etherton Gallery. And by the way, they're celebrating their 35th anniversary. I mean, these couple of galleries have been here, you know, fighting the good fight for years.
They have.
So this is a great show because we have not only Alice Leora Briggs, former Tucsonan, who's now in Texas. She's an amazing artist. She reminds me of like a medieval artist. She does these elaborate drawings, extremely detailed, and she does things called sgraffito, which is you have a white surface and underneath it is a black surface, and you use a little knife to cut into the white, and then the black lines emerge. She's done wonderful stuff about the tragedies along the border, and she collaborated with Charles Bowden some years ago, one of his last books about the border, in which she did these drawings inspired by corpses that she saw in the morgues of northern Mexico in Juarez. So she's really amazing, and she's a local talent. But then they have these two other photographers in the show, Joel Peter Witkin and Roger Ballin, who are both internationally renowned photographers Witkin's very controversial. I mean, he makes these big stage tableaus, and he uses people, his models are people that are, you know, maybe looked down on, transsexuals and dwarfs and people with various disabilities, and he poses them in these elaborate tableaus and makes photographs of them. They almost look like movies, you know.
Margaret, we're going to have to run.
Okay.
Thank you very much. As usual, a pleasure. Margaret Regan with us. Thanks, Margaret.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Bill.
Okay. The Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show, sponsored by the Crown Jewel of Downtown, Fox Tucson Theater, October 27th. The Fox Tucson Theater Foundation pleased to present their annual fundraising event, Chasing Rainbows Gala, or Gala, featuring Boss Skaggs, the Grammy Award winner. The festivities begin with a pre-concert VIP dinner, drinks, live music, followed by, of course, the concert, and a sweet goodnight dessert reception. Guests may purchase concert tickets or VIP all-event concert tickets to the Fox Theater Foundation Chasing Rainbows event with Boss Skaggs at foxtucson.com. Also, to view the full schedule and purchase tickets to Glam Bash this Saturday and Straight No Chaser. I'll have another one. That's October 17th. Chasing Rainbows and that Boss Skaggs event, October 27th. And Neshama Karlbach and the Glory to God Singers, led by the Reverend Milton Van, on October 29th. Visit foxtucson.com. Coming up this afternoon, 4 Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw. Then tomorrow morning, Wake Up Tucson. 3 hours of Wake Up Tucson from 6 to 9 on the Buckmaster Show. We'll talk air travel. Some very good news to report tomorrow at noon, our quarterly air travel update. On behalf of John Couch, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, the voice